Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about Trump and Biden in the debates. What's been set and how this process is rolling out, how these debates will be different, and just go through some of the questions. So if you missed the news today, the candidates agreed to engage in two debates. During this process, there was a lot of back and forth from the candidates. Very reminiscent of what occurs before, like, a pro wrestling match. At the end, two debates have been set. One with CNN on June 27th, the other on ABC, September 10th. Now, this is a deviation because normally it is not an individual outlet hosting a debate. That's new. Who will be at these debates? Trump and Biden. There is a very, very slim chance that RFK Jr. might be able to qualify, but it's incredibly slim. He is very upset and views it as them trying to keep him off the stage. Now, I know people are going to ask about the other candidates. None of the other candidates are even remotely close to meeting anything that would be viewed as a traditional threshold for being included. Like, not even close. Only RFK Jr. is even remotely there, and that is very unlikely. So, those debates were agreed to, the CNN one and the ABC, after the back and forth. All of the rules for those are not exactly clear yet. They're not public yet. They've probably been agreed to, but they're not announced. After this, Trump put this out. "Please let this truth serve to represent that I hereby accept debating Crooked Joe Biden on Fox News. The date will be Wednesday, October 2nd. The host will be," and then he like picks his moderators. The Biden team responded by saying, "Donald Trump has a long history of playing games with debates, complaining about the rules, breaking those rules, pulling out at the last minute, or not showing up at all, which he's done repeatedly in all three cycles he's run for president. President Biden made his terms clear for two one-on-one debates, and Donald Trump accepted those terms. No more games, no more chaos, no more debate about debates. We'll see Donald Trump on June 27th in Atlanta if he shows up." Okay, so that last debate, what was Trump trying to do? Trying to get the last debate, one close to the election, held on friendly ground. Held on Fox News, somewhere that will cater to him. And the reason that seems apparent is that he is concerned about his performance in the first two debates. Biden is not going to accept this. For the same reason, Trump would not accept Biden saying, okay, the last debate is going to be with Rachel Maddow as the moderator. It's just not going to happen. Trump trying to alter the deal after it was made, not generally how it works. Maybe he can find a book on it or something. So that's what's going on. What's going to happen at the debates? If Biden brings his State of the Union energy, he's probably got it in the bag, to be honest. If he doesn't, it could go any way. Both candidates seem pretty convinced that this is going to help them. Trump believes that Biden is just incapable of doing this, despite previous results, which is kind of weird. It's one of those situations where seems to be believing his side's propaganda. Like, don't buy into your own propaganda is kind of a rule. It doesn't seem like he's really abiding by that one. So Trump believes that Biden's going to be up there all sleepy and incoherent. Biden believes that Trump is going to show up and be very erratic and maybe talk about Hannibal Lecter or whatever. So that's what they're both counting on. And they're both counting on the fact that not that they would actually win the debate on policy, but more that the behavior of their opponent will push voters away. That seems to be the strategy. Now, I personally, as far as the way Biden's team did this, this is totally not how I would have tried to go about it. But at the end of the day, it worked. They have two debates on centrist outlets. So I don't want to criticize it because it got to the same point just through a bizarre way. I personally would have made Trump deny the commission debates and made that completely his decision. I understand the Biden campaign has issues with the commission for presidential debates as well, but Trump is adamantly opposed to those. So it seems like it would have been a good idea to make him say, no, I'm not going to do those. So it puts him on his back foot. But the goal of that would be to get this. So they got there just by Trump not really knowing how to make a deal and letting his ego get ahead of him. So that's what's going on. These are probably going to be the only debates. Maybe another one gets worked out, but it seems unlikely. And there is no word yet on any vice presidential debate because, you know, Trump still hasn't figured that out yet. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.